All right, so he was arrested this weekend, and then he won one of the most prestigious awards at the Critics' Choice Awards. I'm going to tell you who I'm talking about coming up in just a second. First, Cardi B wants to be a politician. Try to remember, crazier things have happened / are happening.
Oh, yeah.
When you think about it. So in a series of tweets this weekend, Cardi said that she really loves government, even though she doesn't agree with the government. She said she was watching some war documentaries, apparently, and she had a bit of an epiphany in that she says it doesn't matter how many weapons a country has if you don't have people. And she barely sees people claiming that they love to be American anymore. Mm-hmm. So she said, look, I still have a lot to explain here. And she said she's going to do that later on video at a later date. But she does feel like if she goes back to school and focuses that she can be a part of Congress because she has so many ideas that make sense. She said, and I quote, I just need a couple of years of school and I can shake the table.
You know, if there's one silver lining about Trump getting into office is that it gave celebrities and reality stars a glimpse and hope to basically open up a door for them to get into politics. Like we see, for instance, Kim Kardashian now, who's getting involved.
Yes.
And she's making changes. And Cardi B's taken an interest. And you see she's actually friends with Bernie Sanders. And so all of a sudden, these celebrities, you know, he sort of paved the way for celebrities to get into politics.
You see it as a silver lining?
Yeah,
the only silver lining.
You know, Kim Kardashian's actually doing really great things.
I know.
She is actually making a difference. She actually is going to be a lawyer. So, I don't know. Maybe crazier things have happened than Cardi B becoming a part of Congress.
Very few.
All right, it was a big weekend for Joaquin Phoenix. First, he was arrested. So, Jane Fonda does these weekly climate protests called Fire Drill Fridays, and he was there. He gave a short speech.
I think sometimes we wonder what can we do in this fight against climate change, and there's something that you can do today, right now, and tomorrow by making a choice about what you consume. It is doable, and I struggle so much with what I can do at times. There are things that I can't avoid. I flew a plane out here today, but one thing that I can do is change my eating habits, and so I just want to urge all of you to join me in that, and you as well, Jane, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
He told Jane Fonda to become a vegan. Whoa. Told us all to do the same. And then along with a bunch of other people, he was arrested. He then just brushed himself off, I guess, a day later, threw on a suit, and he hit up the Critics' Choice Awards, where he won Best Actor for his role in Joker.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was cute. He thanked his mom during his acceptance speech. He said, Mom, you've always been my greatest inspiration, even when self-pity led me astray. You've never given up on me, and I deeply appreciate your support. Joker, easily the best movie I saw last year.
It's funny, now that I think about it, everyone that's played the Joker, it's had such a lasting impression on the actors' lives in real life. And you sort of see Joaquin Phoenix now. I mean, he hasn't been the same since the movie, I find. Every time I look at him, he looks a little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work to delve into a character like that and do it well, I think. Mm-hmm. I was reading a little bit about the work that he put in to play the Joker and the amount of research he did alone on every medication that character would have been on.
Incredible.
And every side effect of every medication. Like, it's
so meticulous.
It's wild.
Think about this.
Yeah, exactly. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler also announced this weekend that they're going to be hosting the Golden Globes next year.
Yes.
For the fourth time, which is great news. I think that's because people weren't happy with Ricky Gervais, so they're like, okay, get another announcement out there right
decision,
away.
Yeah.
I thought Ricky Gervais was awesome. I mean, it's the only thing that people were talking about from the show was Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, but not always in a good way necessarily. People were like very torn on it.
But he got people talking. I think that was his point.
That's true.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are the best together.
Yeah,
they're so good hosting that show. I might actually watch next year.
All right.
Another announcement people were talking about this weekend. CVS has announced a Silence of the Lambs series called Clarice.
Hello, Clarice.
I'm terrified. I haven't watched the movie, and if I accidentally flip onto this channel while it's on, I'll probably cry.
Have
and
you
die.
Never watched Silence
never.
Of the Lambs? None of the Hannibal Lecter
never,
movies?
None of it. No.
Oh, you have
to. Be one of the scariest movies of all time.
I won't even watch a movie that's a little scary. That would be, I would do it for like, if you want to pay me $500, I'll watch it.
And you want to go 50-50?
We want to start this pool? Producer Rob's in.
Oh my God, you guys are so mean.
No, we want you to see a good movie.
This series, I guess, is set in 1993, a year after the events in Silence of the Lambs. So people are excited about it and they're thinking it's going to be a big one because that movie is like, I don't know, do people consider it one of the best movies of all time or something?
Yeah, certainly Anthony Hopkins' best work too. He was so good in it.
Yeah, wouldn't know.
Well, a lot of Oscars.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Nikki and that's your biz. Coming up, we've got your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam? And we're resorting to giving out cash this week if you can beat him, actually. $100. $100 in cash we're going to play coming up in 6 minutes. Enrique is on the way for you, and Khalid up for us. This is called Talk. It's the Beat 92.5. Good Monday morning.